Mammoth. Questions for scientists. Setting the scene. The young mammoth runs for the riverbank, its heart beating fast. It has been here before. It remembers the time when it was barely a year old. The claws of the lion scratching its skin, the lion's sharp fangs. That day, it got away. The mammoth stops at the top of the cliff and lifts its trunk to the air. It is alone. Then, suddenly, the riverbank disappears from under its feet. The mammoth is swept away by a river of mud and stone. As quickly as it started, the landslide stops. A lion reaches the top of the cliff, panting, but its prey has disappeared. Woolly mammoths. Woolly mammoths are an extinct relation of the modern elephant. They were about as tall as an Asian elephant and lived to be about 60 to 80 years old. Woolly mammoths first began appearing about 400,000 years ago in Siberia, Russia. They were suited to the cold environment. Unlike today's elephants, mammoths had small, fur-covered ears, which helped to prevent heat loss. Their tails were smaller, too, but they had longer tusks. They had thick fur, a long outer coat, and a shorter undercoat. The last of the mammoths is thought to have disappeared around 10,000 years ago. Mammoth remains. Scientists have learned a great deal about woolly mammoths by studying mammoth remains. Many mammoths have been found trapped in frozen earth. Perhaps the mammoth slipped and fell into sinking mud. Maybe they were swept away by a raging river. Trapped in the cold mud, the bodies were then frozen by the permafrost, or frozen layer of soil and rock. The combination of mud and ice stopped the remains from rotting over thousands of years. Today, from time to time, when the permafrost melts, the remains of mammoths become visible. They are discovered by locals or tusk hunters, people who search for valuable mammoth ivory to sell. Yucca, a preserved mammoth. Possibly the best preserved woolly mammoth ever found is the one scientists nicknamed Yucca. Yucca was found in a frozen ice cliff in Siberia. This was a very rare and remarkable find, as the mammoth still had her thick fur and whole foot pads. Yucca was found lying on her back, with her head and trunk to one side. One scientist said, "It just doesn't look like an animal which died 10,000 years ago. It looks so fresh, almost alive." Many mammoth remains are just fossils of bones and teeth, but in Yucca's case, some of the flesh also survived. This gives scientists some ideas about Yucca's death. Questions about Yucca. Studying the skin and flesh showed that Yucca was most likely 2.5 years old when she died. When she was very young, the mammoth survived an attack by a large animal, most likely a lion. These wounds healed with time. Then, just before she died, Yucca suffered another lion attack. This one could have caused her death. There were also cut marks in the mammoth's skin, possibly made by humans at the time of the mammoth's death. Many of the bones were removed. Scientists have many questions about how and why Yucca died. Was she killed by a lion? Did humans come afterwards to get the bones? Evidence of death. In 2007, also in Siberia, a reindeer herder and his sons were out looking for wood when they found the preserved remains of a young woolly mammoth. It was lying on the sandbank by a river. The mammoth was later named Layuba. Scientists figured that Layuba died about 40,000 years ago. She was only about a month old when she died and was just 85 centimeters tall and 130 centimeters long, a little larger than a modern dog. The fact that her trunk was full of earth when she was found provides some evidence that she drowned in the mud. Scientists believe that she most likely fell into a mud hole and became trapped. More evidence. Layuba's teeth showed she had been in her mother's womb for about the same length of time as a modern elephant. The fat on her neck showed that she was well-fed and healthy. The leftover milk in her stomach was evidence that she would have been too young to eat solid food. When Layuba was buried in mud, her body was quickly sealed. This protected her from the air and stopped her from decaying. Bacteria in her body also produced an acid. This acid helped to pickle her remains. Layuba was also frozen in permafrost. The combination of these things saved her skin and internal organs. Only Layuba's toenails and hair were missing. Back from extinction? The discoveries of woolly mammoths like Yuka and Layuba in Siberia make scientists wonder whether it would be possible to use these remains to clone a woolly mammoth and bring the species back to life. Some scientists argue that it would become possible to use woolly mammoth genes from the preserved remains. These could be combined with modern elephant genes to produce a woolly mammoth copy. But so far, the perfect genes have not been found. Some people question whether bringing back the woolly mammoth is the right thing to do. Should nature be interfered with like this, or should the mammoth remain extinct?